Away we go on the Big Dummy Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Richard, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Richard, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll is going to be a tough one today. You're going to get busted for one. Will it be cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or you can be attacked by a shark?
Well, it ain't going to be necrophilia or bestiality because that's disgusting.
Thank you for pointing that out, man.
We know that.
We weren't sure. We're borderline with that. Is that disgusting?
Is that the line?
Is that where it is?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if you like a stiff lay, you can be a necrophiliac. I mean, you know, I'd go with cannibalism personally.
Cannibalism.
Going with cannibalism.
We did get a text that says, I watched a documentary on cannibals. One of the cannibals they interviewed said that humans do, in fact, taste more like pork.
Told you.
According to the texter.
Oh.
So, there we go.
Hey, look.
Were you guessing?
No, when you're the head chef, you know this stuff.
Me and the sample stuff everywhere.
At least me and Ted are the other white meat.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm the dark meat, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I bet on the inside, all our flesh is the same.
You sure about that?
I don't know. I've never eaten a person to find out. I mean, look, Hannibal Lecter.
I prefer dark meat.
He said that. Ooh, what did he say? French people specifically like taste like chicken or something. So maybe according to Hannibal. So who knows, man? Maybe we're all different. All right, Richard, here is your question. What did the Manhattan Project set out to develop?
Wasn't that the atom bomb?
Okay, one and done.
One and done. Look at the big brain on the cannibal.
Nice.
All right, here is your question. True or false, ancient Roman gladiators were mostly vegetarian?
False, they were cannibals.
Now, believe it or not, they mostly ate barley, beans, and dried fruit. I'd be
pissed and ready to fight, too. Pretty healthy diet.
Actually, they said that ancient Romans actually had great dental.
I believe it.
Because they did not eat sugar, and I guess the water was, like, naturally fluorinated. So they were just crushing it.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola!
Matty on team sober, team not sober?
Not sober today.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Getting prepped up for the match early. Okay, you're going to get busted for one. Cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or you can be attacked by a shark.
I love pork, but today I'll be shark bait.
Shark bait it
is. Going for the shark.
Okay. What's your technique on fighting this guy off?
That's a great question. Poke him in the eye, probably.
That's not a bad theory. I mean, they do have a couple layers of film that actually cover their eye. I can't remember how many, technically, let's call them an eyelid.
But they even kind of, they roll their eyes back when they attack for that reason.
To protect themselves.
I heard, and look, at the moment I'm being attacked by a shark, I'm not sure that I'm going to very calmly remember all of this, but apparently the gills are worse than the eyes for a shark. That if you can hit the gills, it'll let you go. Now, that said, when it lets you go, it might have its leg in your mouth, but it will eventually let go.
They can't roll their eyes back anymore. Goodell got on them. You got to see what you hit.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, keep your eyes open. See what you hit, boys.
Keep your eye on the ball.
That's a good point. How many sharks do you think missed and, like, slammed into the boat? Like, dude, he completely missed me.
I mean, that's most of it, right? Isn't it always like it's a mistake? It's like, keep your eyes open.
You know what? Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. All right, your question. What is the highest state as an elevation in the United States?
Average elevation?
I believe so, yeah.
All right.
Let's go with Montana.
Let's go with Alaska.
Nope.
Colorado.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I believe
it's right there. I figured it was
It might be the highest state in both ways, yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, who was it that was? Oh, it was Rod Stewart. So Rod Stewart, well, okay. There's been a couple of old-timers out there that are having a hard time as far as not feeling well on stage. Last one was Lionel Richie last night.
Yeah.
Opening show with Earth, Wind & Fire. He's doing Dancing on the Ceiling. He gets dizzy. He has to sit down. But that was not in Colorado. But last week, Rod Stewart, who is still out on the road,
yeah,
he was doing a show like in Colorado.
Oh, so the
and he is just he had been sick before that, but he was still just gasping for air. I mean, it was just it's just a different altitude, man.
Oh, yeah.
I do like that he just hit the oxygen on the stage. Then was like, I'll come back. Just give me a second.
They had it for him.
I mean, he's at the age where you're like, that's cool, man. We'll wait.
I mean, look, we've been seeing football players, when you play the Broncos, doing it for years.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Not only that, they tell you to be very careful how much you drink when you go there.
They do.
But you don't.
I mean,
yeah. I mean,
whatever. Who's listening to that advice?
I think it depends how you drink. Like, we drink to get hammered, so it's like, what you're telling me is I will spend less money and it takes less time. People like my wife, like, babe, you need to listen to the warning because you're not out to get messed up.
And it's a good
I'm
excuse.
I'm out to get messed up.
Well, the 32,000 feet in the entire way here drinking, so.
No.
Yeah.
I know you hear that already.
I didn't drink too much, dude. It's the altitude.
It's the altitude, babe. All right, your question. What 2002 rom-com starred actress Nia Vardalos? Her
don't
last name would be the only clue. Nia Vardalos.
Vardalos.
Okay.
Pretty much the only movie I've ever seen her in. I think she wrote it, directed it the whole night. My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh. That was not a bad movie at all.
Really?
I don't think it was bad.
I hated it. It was super popular.
In the context of what the story was. I didn't think it was bad.
Yeah.
I would say in the context of rom-coms.
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. Like, I did not enjoy it at all. All right, your question. What fast food company once ran an ad campaign with the phrase, "Where's the beef?"
Be Wendy's.
You got it. Yeah. Very nice. Very good.
It's amazing that slogan still holds. I want to say they haven't used it in like 35 years.
And there's some crazy story behind it. Like I don't know if that was exactly the line or something.
Well, because you typically could not see the hamburger on a hamburger. So like the actual beef, you couldn't see it. So when they went with the square theory, that means you could see the beef coming out.
But I think
of the
what Ted's saying, like it was loosely based on a real situation.
Oh,
where somebody basically had said like, "Where's the beef?" And like they just ran with it and said, "You know what, man? That's and I want to say it was like an old like in real life, it was an old lady." She's pissed about her burger, and that was her actual question.
Have you guys heard about that trend where like there's a couple Reddit threads and stuff where they people just get together and decide that they want to prop up a business and really make it valuable and profitable so it doesn't go away, right?
All right.
So they did this with GameStop.
Maybe right, is that right, why right. Wendy's is trading crazy today?
They stopped trading on it. They halted trading because everybody came together online and went like, "Wendy's ain't going to die. Let's all get together and pitch our money."
That
and
doesn't
save
seem
Wendy's.
Legal though. The companies short stuff all the time.
Companies have different rules, man.
I don't know in theory how this works.
I don't know. But what did they do with GameStop? Like, I remember.
They inflated the stock to, like, you know, over $100.
Well, and people bought
it. $4 or $5.
It was about to go under. Right. Then people started buying it.
And the company was saved.
Yeah.
So I guess they're trying to do the same thing with Wendy's.
Is Wendy's going out of business?
Like, Wendy's was trading at, like, $3 or $4 or $5 or something, maybe. So now it's up at like 8 or 9 when they held it. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't understand it well enough to know, but I just think it's interesting that a community of people online go like, no, you're not taking Wendy's. Like you're not. This is not going down.
But why is that a bad thing? Why does it matter, right? Because and I'm not throwing anyone under the bus, but like I said,